Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. As we continue our focus on reaching out beyond our church walls, that's kind of like the Great Commission. We always love to just share with you what God is doing in other venues. And today, joining me in the studio, of course, is our senior pastor, Pastor Ken Keltner, but also Pastor Tom Ebert from the Shalom Baptist Church in Mequon. Welcome, guys.
Good to be here.
As we consider a special outreach, Pastor Tom, your ministry is a special outreach, isn't it? And been going on for what, 5 years now?
5 years this month. October 2011, we founded Shalom Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was, you know, the Lord burdened us to come to Milwaukee.
Okay.
And we were burdened for the Jewish people.
Right.
And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, that Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or to the Gentile." And God's plan was always to reach Jew and Gentile together
mm-hmm.
in one body. So
mm-hmm.
we were burdened with that and that model, and we felt that the area of Mequon and the east side really could use some more fundamental Bible-believing churches.
Okay.
And we had met senior pastor Sam Horn at the time.
Right.
He was all for that, and so we partnered with Brookside.
Mm-hmm.
In 2011, we were able to muster up enough people. We had about 20 people,
mm-hmm.
and we launched the church October 2011. Today, we're right around 50 people.
Good, good. That's great.
Jews and Gentiles.
Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, you know, where you grew up, how you came to know the Lord, and then what God's been doing in your life with all that.
I'd love to, yeah. So I was raised in New Jersey. My dad was a police officer. As a teenager, I got into a whole lot of trouble.
To give him job security.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, he was.
All of our kids could say that. Dad, I'm your job security.
So between my brother and myself, we were pretty wild and got into a whole lot of trouble with the police. And I got immersed. This is back in the 70s. So I was into drugs, alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and really messing my life up pretty bad. Well, probably around 1980, my mom, and we were raised Roman Catholic. My dad was probably close to being full Jew. His original name was Lowenstein. He changed it to Ebert during World War II.
Mm.
And so about 1980, my mom got saved and started
praying. Was that from listening on radio, a service, TV, Billy Graham?
Right.
What was
it was Pat Robertson on the 700 Club.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Pray along with Pat, you know.
Oh, okay.
And she really meant it, and she got saved. And she just started, she didn't have a church. She didn't know what a church was. So she just started praying for the family and listening to Christian radio, Christian TV. And so, you know, several years had went by. I overdosed on heroin. I was a heroin addict. And I was laying pretty much dead on the floor. Paramedics came into the home. And my mom prayed over me as a new believer that, you know, Lord, just let them live and then use them.
Wow.
And so the paramedics saved my life. And I woke up, and police were all over the place, and I ended up in the hospital, and I was out on 3 suspended sentences from prison over the course of several years. Well, God answered the first part of my mom's prayer that night.
Saved
me physically.
Physically, yeah.
And then about 2 years later, he answered the second part, and God was starting to work in my life and brought me to just despair to a point where I needed the gospel. Long story short, we had moved from North Jersey to Central Jersey, and unbeknownst to us, we were about a half a mile from a little independent Baptist church who were very evangelistic, and it was a growing church, and they came knocking on our door, welcome us into the community. And so that was the first time my mom had heard of Bible-believing churches, and so she started going, getting discipled. And one morning I came down to eat breakfast, and on the kitchen table was a Bible study book. So I just was eating my cereal, and I opened it up. The first lesson was on salvation. The first question was, why do men need to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
And it had all these Bible verses, and my mom had it all filled in. You know,
okay.
I didn't know my mom was a Bible scholar. So I started reading it, and I went to her and talked to her about it, and she tried sharing Christ, and, you know, just a lot of it just went over my head. So I just said to my mom, where do they do Bible studies at your church? Oh, yeah. I said, well, when do they do them? She says, well, we have Wednesday night and Sunday.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm not going Sunday. You got to be kidding me. But I'll go Wednesday, you know. So here I walk into the church on a Wednesday night, little independent Baptist church. Guy greets me at the door, introduces himself, and the second sentence out of his mouth is, Tom, are you saved and going to heaven? And I said, saved from what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. And he said, well, saved from your sin and saved from going to hell. I couldn't believe he said that to me. I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And he just said, well, come on in. He said, just listen. Just listen tonight, and you'll learn more.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we heard a sermon. The pastor was doing expository preaching, going through 1 Corinthians. After the service, I got together with they broke up for prayer, and this guy just went right through the gospel with me from start to finish.
Wow.
Invited me to be saved. And I just said, you know, I got to think about this because this is a huge decision.
Sure.
So he told me, well, go home and pray that God will show you the truth and read a chapter of John every day.
Yeah.
And he said, if you do that, the Lord will show you. So I did that.
Uh-huh.
Every day I read chapter of John. And I'm addicted to, you know, three different heavy drugs, narcotics, and alcohol. And I'm whacked out of my mind.
Wow.
And I went to church like that. And I heard the gospel. And so I'm praying every day, every day, every day. And so I go back the next week. And I really knew at that point, after reading John, that if I didn't get saved, I was going to hell.
Hmm.
And
the power of God's word.
Yeah, just the word of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I remember pulling up into the driveway of the church, and I thought, the thought came into my mind, this is absolutely crazy. What am I doing? This is nuts. I don't need to do this.
That, and that thought didn't come from God.
No, it didn't. And I went in, but I said, I'm going to go in anyway. I'm going to listen one more time. But these people, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. So I go in there, and like I said, this wasn't pre-thought at all by the pastor, but he's going verse by verse, and he gets on 1 Corinthians 10:31, do all to the glory of God. The whole sermon was on the glory of God. And by the end of the sermon, I was about on my knees, and I realized that my whole life was about me. It wasn't about God. And so we broke up for prayer. And I'm looking for the guy that I prayed with last week because he knew everything, you know. And I end up praying with some other guy. I'm like, I hope this guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So he says to me, Tom, are you saved? I said, no, I'm not saved. Do you want to get saved? I said, yes, I do. He says, really? I said, yeah. He goes, so he starts going into this Romans 3. Now, we got to understand that all our sinners. I said, listen, I already know that. Just tell me what to do. I don't want to go through this presentation again. So he took me
Lord
to Romans.
Lord may come back or I may die before I get to the prayer.
I want it now.
Yeah, I might have been saved right then because I was in my heart repentant. So he took me to Romans 10 and read Romans 10. You know, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. So that night I was saved.
That's wonderful.
And he told me, he said, now, you know what you do next? I said, what? He said, you go tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's good.
And I said, well,
good.
Who am I going to tell? He said, you go tell your mom. She's on the other side of the church. Go over there right now and tell your mom. And so I went up and told my mom, and I'm saved. I was 22 years old.
Wow.
And I was addicted to several drugs, codeine and Jordan and Valiums, and I was drinking like a fifth of scotch a day.
Whew.
And probably a couple of six-packs on top of that. I mean, it was unbelievable. So I got home that night, and I just said, Lord, you got to get me out of this stuff.
Yeah.
I can't continue on.
Yeah.
And so I just went cold turkey 10 days. I did not sleep for 10 days. And I even went out to a keg party. You know, I mean, I went out, I drank and drank. I couldn't fall asleep. And so, but after that, I did. About 15, 20 years later, I'm doing prison ministry, preaching in prison in Indiana, and I'm waiting for a bus to take us out there, and I'm sitting next to a drug counselor, and he was going in to do ministry. So
right.
I found out he was dry. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, you know, when I got off of drugs, I said, I didn't sleep for 10 days. I said, why was that? He said, well, you had 10 days of drugs in your body.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It took 10 days to get all the drugs out before you could fall asleep.
My goodness.
Wow.
So, that, I mean, that's where I was at. And
right.
You know what? In the midst of all that, God broke through all of that stuff. So you never know. I mean, even these people that you see, like, that person isn't going to get saved. Well, that was me.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Lord broke through by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, as I was listening to that, Tom, it reminded me a little bit of Louis Zamperini's testimony. You know, they made the film on, what was it, Unbroken?
Unbroken.
Yeah, Unbroken. Mm-hmm. But he... you know, when he got back from World War II as a prisoner of war, and he was mistreated, and he was angry, and he's bitter, and he got into the bottle, and mm-hmm. and a Billy Graham crusade, went out to Los Angeles in a tent. His wife went, and he goes, "What are you doing going to that kind of stuff? They're doing terrible in their marriage." So he went and listened one night, left. He goes, "I'll never go back to that again. Never will go back to that." Next night, she's getting ready to go, and he said, "Are you going back to that crazy?" "Yeah, I'm going back." And he goes, "Well, I'm not going to go back." But as she's getting ready to walk out the door, he goes, "I'll go. I'm going to go one more time." But the minute he says, "Bow your head and close your eyes," I'm out of there. And sure enough, in Los Angeles, California, he bowed his head and closed his eyes, and he trusted the Lord. But kind of when you were saying about, man, I'm thinking, this is crazy. I don't want to go to this. And yet God was really drawing you to himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man, what a testimony, Pastor Greg.
Wow.
You know, when you see the power of the Word of God, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And numbers of things in your testimony, door knocking, as it's been called, you know, somebody knocks on your door, somebody cares, one person in the family gets saved, and then they just begin to live it.
Mm-hmm.
May not know how to share a whole lot about it, but they begin to live it. And so you walk down to your breakfast table, and there's a Bible study book that your mom is working on. She's not nagging you. She's not preaching to you. She's just living it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some folks maybe that are living in front of unsaved family members, and they don't know what to say or do. Your testimony can be such a powerful encouragement. Live it. Let the people see in your family that it's real, that it changes lives.
And prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bet she was on her knees a lot praying.
Because the most dangerous thing to an unsaved person is your mother's prayers.
Yeah.
And you were still living at home.
I was living home, yeah.
Yeah.
She should have kicked me out. She didn't. They just let me stay there. And
So what about your dad? I mean, did he come to know the Lord?
Yes. And then so after I got saved, I started sharing Christ to my dad. And so he started coming to church.
He probably saw a change, didn't he?
Yeah, he saw a change. And at first he thought it was a cult, you know. He thought, what are these people into, you know? And so before you know it, I'm getting transformed. And probably about 3 months after I got saved, my mom led him to Christ on Wednesday night after church.
Yeah, yeah.
And he believed everything. He just never really embraced the Lord. So he ended up getting saved and passed away just a few years after that.
This has been a session about Wednesday nights, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what's such a blessing, Tom, is the fact that your mom is here in our church at Brookside Baptist and an integral part of our senior citizens ministry and just such a blessing helping us with that ministry. Well, folks, you've been hearing a testimony of what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. So if you have someone who is unsaved, a loved one, a son, a daughter, away from God, don't give up. Just keep on praying till light breaks through. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.